The second hour is wide open. Coming off back-to-back interviews in the first hour. So now is your chance. Get up in here. What do you want to hit on? Live from the Quicken Loan Studios, I'm Jim Rome. Quicken Loans apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. Second hour is open in hour number three. Our pal Lee Jenkins joins us, the newest member of the LA Clippers front office. In the meantime, 1-800-636-8686. Call right now. Phone lines are open in the U.S., in Canada, wherever you can hear us. We're on terrestrial radio. We are on satellite radio. We are on TV on CBS Sports Network. There are any number of ways to consume this content and to get involved. Hit us up. Follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome. Email me, like these people have, Rome, R-O-M-E, at habitake.com. Another big topic, the XR4TI. Another big topic within the topic, the newest member of the XR4TI, Ross. This guy writes, Rome, a little off topic here, but can you please reprimand or write up Ross? First of all, I don't write people up. I've never written anybody up since I've hosted this show. Alvin, you are the longest tenured member of the XR4TI. Have I ever written anybody up? Alvin says, David, I never got a demerit or been sentenced to detention. Rome, a little off topic here, but can you please reprimand or write up Ross for his irresponsible and reckless use of hair product? This guy looks like he's putting some of Dad's cologne on and heading to the middle school dance after the show. Ross is making Hawk and Batman look put together. War Alvey's Stardom or Sit'em podcast dropping soon. Matt in Vancouver. It's always about how people look with you guys. Matt, you and your boy. Hey, you and your boy, Ty. Matt and Ty, Vancouver and Edmonton. And Ross looks like he's putting on some of Dad's cologne. Jake started doing that. Jake started to use like Axe products. I'm like, hey, son, what's with all the male perfume? Like, I've never worn any cologne or perfume my whole life, dude. How come you can't get out of the house? Like, if anybody lit a match, man, this whole house would go up in flames. And here's Logan, not far behind. Logan's got his Men in Speed stick, his Axe. I'm like, dudes, you don't need to wear cologne. You don't need to be putting on male perfume. Come on, what, Jacquard didn't want any of that?
Slider, you stink.
1-800-636-8686. All right, things that I want to talk about as well. I mentioned, I tried to get to this, NBA, but it's actually a bigger topic than the NBA. Matt Barnes. Matty Barnes. You know what I'm talking about, right? My man, Matt Barnes. Another amazing story about Matt Barnes. Matt Barnes is one of the most compelling athletes I've ever talked about, ever talked to. There are more amazing stories about Matt Barnes. Latest one being that apparently Matt blazed before every single game that he played in the NBA. Every single game. Matty Barnes. That's coming up later on. In baseball, Dodgers, Rocks got it on last night. A couple of jungle legends getting after it. And that went to extra frames before the Dodgers get over and they finish. Chris Taylor walks it off. It was incredible. Bottom of 10. I'll have that for you later. As good as they are, Baltimore is that bad. And I don't take any pleasure in this at all. I like the O's because I've always been a big Buck Showalter guy. They're horrible. They're horrible, and they know they're horrible. Red Sox, Yankees. Boy, that matchup is not exactly what we thought it was. I want to talk about Fitzmagic. Do you sit this guy or not? Does he get to keep his job when Jameis Winston comes back? To me, it's a no-brainer, but that's just me talking. How about the guy who's catching all those bombs? DeSean Jackson. He's like, you got to stay with the hot hand. You have to stay with the hot hand. And he had a great analogy, too. That's coming up. He talked about it being like NBA Jam. Whoever got that hot fire shot, you got to keep shooting, man. Quote, end of quote. Like NBA Jam. Well said, DeSean. Speaking of the Dodgers, how about my man Yasiel Puig? Yasiel Puig got robbed again. And no, I don't mean somebody went over the wall and brought one back. I mean somebody went into his house and took his stuff again. It's happened four times. Not since he got to the majors. Not since he became a professional ball player. It's happened four times, like in the last year and a half. Puig gets ransacked again since last spring. Yasiel, I don't know, man. Maybe chain the door. Get an alarm. Do something. I mean, like, this is the easiest joint in the world to case. Everybody knows an athlete's schedule. Yasiel, this is not that hard to figure out. For you, apparently it is, but it shouldn't be. That's the golden sombrero of home invasions. My man, wake up. Snap out of it. Lots of topics today. Lots to cover. Let's go back and talk about Josh Gordon for a minute and the Patriots. A lot of drama involving the Patriots right now. But they bring in Josh Gordon. Now, in terms of the situation with that, this guy's barely set foot in Foxborough. And it was great yesterday. We had more Patriot fans call yesterday than I think we've ever had on the program. People from Maine, people from Boston, lots of Patriots fans. This guy. This guy talking about it's going to be super.
It's going to be super.
And again, shouts. I know you like to fight. Don't be coming for me. In fact, I've got a lot of me and you don't know that. I get that quite a bit. Where are you from? Where are you from? Rome, where are you from? You're from New York? You're from the East Coast? No, I'm from Los Angeles. I'm a native Southern California, born and raised in Los Angeles, but half my family is in Boston. My whole father's side of the family is in Boston. So before you come in here to hate on me, I'm actually you in half, in part. So this guy comes in yesterday. I preface that by saying that. I have a lot of family in Boston. My father went to BU. My father went to Brookline High. I've got a lot of family still there. I mean, Boston is what? Boston, in a word, is super. So Josh Gordon
going to be super.
Goes to the Patriots. Now, we're not sure when he's going to play. We're not sure about his status. But at least in the words of that fan, it's going to be super. Josh in the meantime, Gordon. Go ahead, Avi.
Josh Gordon, this is his last chance in football.
True.
And I think
probably
he's great. He reminds me of Randy Moss. And with him under Brady, Gronk, and Edelman, it's going to be super.
That guy's got a good point. Under Brady, Belichick, along with Gronk and Edelman, it could in fact be super.
Super.
This whole thing about he reminds me of Randy Moss, this guy's not the only guy saying that. I said it yesterday. I said it again this morning. I'll make that point one more time. You got to stop with that comparison. He's not like Randy Moss. Randy Moss played the game as well as anybody's ever played the game at that position. He's not like Randy Moss. Josh Gordon had an amazing year in 2013. An amazing year, but really has not done anything since then. So we got to stop with those crazy comparisons. In terms of crazy, look at the expectations. They're through the roof right now. This guy's been a member of the Patriots for literally a matter of hours since he took that physical yesterday, but the buzz is already a joke. Now you hear phrases like game changer, super, and it's going to be these crazy comparisons to Randy Moss. Even the Patriots' official Instagram account is posting a video mashup of Tom Brady throwing to Josh Gordon with the caption, coming soon. Yeah, look, I get it. This guy's been playing alongside guys like Thaddeus Lewis, Johnny Manziel, neither of whom are in the NFL right now. So the logical thought is, what's going to happen when you put this guy with the best to ever do it? Well, ask the man himself. Brady told my guy Jim Gray and Westwood One, quote, I hate to make projections and expectations. That's not fair. I've never met Josh personally. Just like I hadn't met some of the guys that have come in the last couple of weeks. So we'll see how it goes this week, and hopefully he can work hard, put the team first, and end up helping us in any role that he can find for himself on the team. End quote. I see you working, Tom. Very nice, Tom. Very nice of you. He's trying to tamp down expectations for Gordon because the expectations are already stupid and unreal. And crazy, unrealistic expectations, probably. I'm no doctor, but I would imagine that crazy, stupid, unrealistic expectations are not the best thing for Gordon's health and his continued recovery. Again, good looking out by TB12. Good job, good effort, Tommy. Just know this, it's not going to change anything at all. It's not going to change the way people are looking to Gordon, the expectations they have from Gordon. The thought that Brady is going to just exorcise every last one of the demons that Josh Gordon's got to deal with. That just putting him with Brady is going to turn Gordon into Randy Moss, Jerry Rice, and Larry Fitzgerald all rolled into one. You see, the problem here is Patriots fans, football fans, are looking at Josh Gordon's crazy numbers from 2013. And then they remember that he was catching passes from Jason Campbell, Brandon Whedon, Brian Hoyer, and that they're going to do the math on that. And they're going to ask, well, if the guy did that with those guys, what's it going to mean when Tom Brady is throwing the ball to him? And then their heads are going to explode. Like, if this guy was able to make chicken salad out of the Browns quarterbacks, what kind of a feast is this guy going to have with the filet of quarterbacks, Tommy B? This guy was coached by the likes of Pat Shurmur, Rob Chudzinski, Mike Pettine, Hugh Jackson. Imagine what's going to happen when Bill Belichick coaches him up. Josh Gordon's talent with a Hall of Fame coach and a Hall of Fame quarterback. I mean, you've got Pats fans foaming at the mouth. And then they're going to remember that the Patriots offense is not only about Brady and Josh Gordon, that there's Gronk there too. How's that going to look? How is Gordon going to impact the coverage of Gronk? How will Gronk impact the coverage that Gordon sees? And what better time to debut all of this than against former Pats defensive coordinator Matt Patricia on Sunday, if Gordon can in fact play? Then you've got chouds everywhere getting like Will Hunting on the classroom blackboard, figuring out these complex equations. And you better believe they're showing their work. JG12 plus TB12 equals JGTB24. But then you have to add in Gronk to the 69th power and carry the one. Do some PEMDAS, multiply by no days off, and you get yourself a Super Bowl trophy and gold jackets for everybody. Write
it
down.
Do you know how easy this is for me?
Let's go get their girlfriends. Let's go punch them in the face and get their girls.
Do you have any f***ing idea how easy this is? This is a f***ing joke.
You know how easy this is for me? I'm going to cave in your face and take your girl. You like apples? How do you like them apples? Now she's my girl. It's a good movie. Matt Damon's the best. I love Damon. Matt Damon's the best. Ben Affleck is not. Hey, Ben, how do you like them apples? Damon rules. Affleck does not. Now, what I'm saying is, it's the best case scenario, right? This, the way I'm laying it out, and the way people are expecting it, is the best case scenario. And those are the expectations. That is the bar, whether it's fair or it's not. I'm just not sure that's realistic. And believe me, I would love to see it happen for Gordon, for the game of football. But if there's one thing we know about Josh Gordon, it's that he's not exactly plug and play. There's no doubting his upside. There's no doubting his ability. But there is a major doubt about his availability. And that might not be something that Tom Brady and his performance-enhancing pajamas can solve. I mean, the Browns did everything they could to provide Gordon with the support he needed, including giving him chance after chance after chance. It still did not work. And if it didn't work there, why would you just assume that it's going to work in New England, where accountability and availability are the biggest things to Belichick? Hell, ask Malcolm Butler about that. Furthermore, the Patriots had brought in a number of other troubled receivers, and it didn't work out for them. So just because it worked out great for Randy Moss does not mean it's going to work out great for Josh Gordon. It might, but it might not. And if it doesn't, you shouldn't be surprised. And again, speaking of Moss, stop comparing Gordon to Moss. Gordon was great for 1 year, 5 years ago, and he has never come close to reaching those same heights since. And just assuming that he will, because you put him in the same huddle with Tom Brady and you put him in the same locker room with Bill Belichick, it's pretty naive. Maybe, but it's not a lock. Just like it's anything but a lock that he makes it through the season with the Pats, because he hasn't come close to making it through a season since 2013. Bottom line, Brady is right to try to throw a wet blanket on the proceedings, but a wet blanket is not going to put out a house fire. The expectations, realistic or not, are off the charts. There's nothing Brady can say or do to change that. Again, them bringing Gordon in was a lock. him sticking and getting back on track to that yellow jacket is anything but. We'll see how it goes. I hope it works out great, but I'm not going to be surprised if it doesn't. This guy's dealing with some demons. Big, big demons. Bigger than him. Hey, listen. It was not long ago that in Cleveland, he missed training camp. He missed a lot of camp, and for reasons that we still don't know. And then he got hurt away from the facility. That just happened. There's a reason why they gave up on this guy. So we'll see. I hope it works out. Hey, Batman, what's up? Are you in or are you out? Batman's just kind of floating around. There you go. Dude, my office is always open. My door is always open.
I'm Batman.
Nick in Iowa tweets, did you say roll up Randy Moss, Jerry Rice, and Larry Fitzgerald all into one? I'd smoke that. Josh Gordon, no, what I said is putting this guy with Tom Brady does not mean it's going to be a matter of him becoming Randy Moss, Jerry Rice, and Larry Fitzgerald all rolled into one. I did not say roll them up into one and then he'll smoke it. It's not what I said. If we're talking about guys rolling things up and smoking it, we will talk about Matt Barnes. My man, Matty B, Matty Burns. Matt Barnes is a legend. That's coming up. At Dan Louisville tweets, I wore Axe 2. Signed, Ron Goldman.
Oh.
Hey, Dan. Too soon. Too soon. Even if it's been more than 20 years, still too soon.
Ron and Nicole were physically dead, and it's almost like they killed me.
How, Juice? You, like, lopped their domes off. How did they almost kill you? You did kill them. There's no, like, allegedly or reportedly or it was like or seem. You killed them. They're dead. How did they almost kill you? Like, you're still walking around doing what you do.
Hypothetical.
It's one of the all-time takes. They're dead, but it's almost like they killed me. No, but you did kill them. How did they almost kill you when you did kill them? Anyway. Hey, Dan. Dan, too soon for that, and too soon for you ever to tweet at me ever again. I've never blocked anybody. I don't want you to be the first. I love that I've never blocked anybody. And if anybody ever gets blocked by me, I inadvertently hit the wrong button, the block button, because I don't care. But Dan, I'm as close to blocking you as anybody ever before, and I don't want to break my perfect streak. So do me a favor. Just don't tweet at me anymore. That way I don't have to block you. Because if I don't block you, imbecility like this gets through. I wore Axe 2, signed Ron Goldman. Are you an idiot? People still tweet at me about Ron Goldman. He lost his life. He was murdered in cold blood. How is this amusing to anybody? I know it's not to me. How do any of you think, you know what? Rome's going to like this. Rome likes Ron Goldman resets. Speaking for Rome, he doesn't. At all. Never has, never will, never did. Not on my watch, not on my show. Yeah, I know. I'll just do it and it'll set him off. Or one of my favorites too. Like, I got this on the Woodscopes. Hey, Rome, you're not really pissed, are you, when you get those emails? Like, you just pretend to be pissed and you really laugh at them, right? Do I look like I'm laughing? Do I look amused? If I act pissed, it's because I am pissed. Pissed that you would tweet that, and pissed one of the guys on the XR4TI, Hawk, whoever approved that, let that get through.
Oh.
Lee Jenkins topping next hour. All right, so I can go in any number of directions when we come back. Wait and see. It might be Matt Barnes, though. And spoiler alert, I love Matt Barnes. His story's incredible. It's coming up. You know, there's something to be said for being the best. You know, when you've outrun, outpaced, outsmarted the competition. Elite athletes know you cannot be the best until you have beaten the best. If you want to compete at the very highest level, you need to be strong. You need to stay strong. Like Castrol Edge, it is the strongest full synthetic motor oil engineered with fluid titanium technology to reduce power-robbing friction and to maximize engine performance. As an example, Did you know that friction can rob 10% of performance from your engine? So imagine being lined up across the ball from somebody who's going at peak efficiency, 100%, and you're at, what, 90? Advantage that guy. Castrol Edge, strong under pressure, reducing friction so your engine can perform at its highest level. It's not only strong, it is 3 times stronger than the leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown. That according to the Kurt Orban test.
Kurt Orban.
It's the strength that your engine needs to perform at the highest level and keep you living on the edge. Castrol Edge, stronger under pressure. Don't take my word for it. Ask my man, KO.
Kurt Orban.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
I don't know, Hawk. Maybe I should look at that later. I'm on TV. Hawk's just sending me crap to look at. Way to go, Hawk. Stay strong. Come on, dummy. What are you doing sending me stuff like that, Hawk? Speaking of Boston and my old man, I'm becoming my old man. Like, my old man would hit me that dummy. Or just call somebody a dummy. I'm like, God, what an old man thing to say. Hey, Hawk, dummy. Come on, man. Like Dino Baber said, it's a family-friendly show. Not so much on the podcast where we can say and do whatever we want. You know, there's no better place to watch football than at a Buffalo Wild Wings. I know, there's one right around the block from where we live. If you love football, yelling at TV screens, with friends, wearing clothing with somebody else's name on it, there is a seat waiting for you at Buffalo Wild Wings. You will not miss a single game this season on the wall-to-wall TVs. Come in for football food, football beverages on their new $5 game day menu. Check this, $5 38-ounce pitchers of Bud Light, Coors Light, Miller Light, $5 craft and import talls, including Blue Moon Belgian White, Sam Adams Boston Lager, $5 cheeseburger and fries, $5 brat and fries, $5 select cocktails. Do not forget their traditional boneless wings with 21 signature sauces and seasonings. Escape to football and the new $5 game day menu at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, and football. When football is on, you have to be at Buffalo Wild Wings. Prices and participation may vary, subject to restrictions, limited time only, not valid with any other offer. Drink responsibly. All right. Thank you, Alvin.
I'm Batman.
Cosmo A's tweets. Rome, tell the clones to get off Ross. He's got a sweet do. Signed, Kid in Play. Hey Ross, I don't know what the hell you do around here, but you are a great addition to this staff. I don't know what you were hired to do. I don't know your background. I don't know where the hell you came from. But dude, you are a great hire. You are an amazing addition to this staff. Chicks trying to mac on him. Guys clowning his due. Ross, you'll be sitting in that front row soon, bro. You're not going to be in that back row very long. Hawk, get ready to switch seats. All right, don't look now, but basketball is back next month. Speaking of which, Lee Jenkins is now a front office executive. Can't wait to ask him about that. But basketball is going to be back in about a month. And of all the changes that we're going to have to get used to from an insane offseason, and the NBA offseason has been amazing, none is more bizarre than this. And no, not my man Lee being in the front office. That's not weird at all. Lee Jenkins is one of the smartest guys I know. So that does not surprise me. That's not weird. This is a little weird. For the first time since 2002, the NBA is going to be a league without my dude, Matt Barnes. Matty Barnes had a hell of a career. 14 seasons, 8 points a game, and he got himself a ring back in 2017. But no one's going to remember him for that. Not necessarily. I remember Matt Barnes for the way he played the game. I remember Matt Barnes for how he came off the bench and changed games. I remember Matt Barnes as a guy who never, ever backed down from anyone or anything ever, on or off the floor. Now, on the floor, he imposed his will and did so all over the floor. He annoyed the hell out of the other team. He intimidated the other team. He would step to anybody who as much as looked at his guys the wrong way. Believe me, those guys know who will go and they know who will not go. They know who you can punk and they know who you can't punk. They know Matt Barnes will go. They know Matt Barnes is a dude that you do not want to jack with. A dude that you loved having on your squad but hated playing against. The best teammate and the worst opponent. An enforcer. Somebody who Doc Rivers once said, quote, someone you can never have enough of. High praise from Doc. So when I think of Matt Barnes, I'll think about that. I'll remember that. And the fact that he played for 10 teams. 10 teams in 14 years. 10 teams. Look that up. Every website and media guide that says he only played for 9, he's got bad info, bad intel. I know. 10. Count them. Count with me. It says it right here. Clippers, Kings, Knicks, Sixers, Warriors, Suns, Magic, Lakers, Grizz, and Team Bake. Matty Burns, Matty Blunts, Matty Buds. Turns out my dude was baking before every game. Every game. A ritual that we all found out about yesterday when he was on the Red Pill podcast with Van Lathan. Check
you
this.
You would smoke and then play an NBA game?
So I would, you know, so we, you know, we'd have shoot around like at 11. We'd be done by 12. I'd be back to the house by 12:30. You know, roll a joint, smoke it, take a nap, wake up, eat, shower, and go to the game.
How prevalent is that?
It's out there.
Yeah.
I mean, I can only tell you what I was doing, but it's out there.
Since high school, you were playing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You catch that timeline. Morning shoot around, get home at 12:30, twist up a cone, blow trees, nap it out, crush grub, hit the shower, go to the game. And that was his work life. Your dream life was his work life. And he was killing it at work. There's a term for those special kind of heads. High functioning stoners. What else would you call a dude who showed up for 14 years straight on time to bust ass up and down a court with the world's best athletes? Maybe Greg Oden should have been on the dro. Matty Blunts got 14 years on that regimen. And obviously, my man is big-time nap nation. Do not overlook that. He wasn't smoking before games. He was smoking before naps, before games. I'm no Paul Escobar, but safe to say dude was hitting the indica and not the sativa. No wonder Matty Barnes played so much of his career here in California and kept coming back. Best trees in the world, or so I'm told. Not about that life. I'm not judging that life. I'm just not about that life. Not my deal. And you've got to have your routine pretty damn dialed in to hit the lettuce, hit a nap, and still hit the alarm. How many of you heads could trust yourself to blaze out, knock out, and then get out? No chance. All you low-functioning stoners aren't coming back to society as contributors after a snapping nap. No chance. So nothing but love and respect for Matty B. And that was before hearing him on the Red Pill podcast. The only thing that's changed now is how much more love and respect I have for Matt Barnes. Because Matt Barnes had a process, and it worked. Respect the process. Trust the process. And notice, he did not dime on anybody else when the host asked him how rampant weed is in the NBA. Got a feeling that Matty B would dig the big league or the big three league and their pain treatment allowances. In the meantime, go ahead and hang this dude's gamer in the Team Bake rafters. Number 420 in your program. Number one in your heart. My man did make some mistakes, for sure. Got into trouble. He's got a history that is checkered. But I'm just isolating on this. That's pretty amazing right there in and of itself. I'm just isolating on that. He made mistakes, to be sure. My man had some violent tendencies. But I'm just talking about a guy who admitted, yeah, I smoked dope all the time before games and somehow did that. Mm-hmm. All right, and a character in 14 years in the NBA. Enjoy retirement, my man. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we're still open. Top of the hour, Lee Jenkins joining us. 1-800-636-8686 is your telephone number. Follow me on Twitter, too. Hit us up with an email. I'm making my debut on the NFL on CBS this weekend. I'm going to do a hit from the L.A. Coliseum. It's the battle for L.A. Chargers, Rams, both looking good. Time now for a bottom of the hour sports update. Here it is. Jay Berman's got it.
CBS Sports Radio. Sports Flash.
All right, Jim, this report is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. We have a halftime act for the upcoming 2019 Super Bowl. It is Maroon 5. Meanwhile, new Patriots receiver Josh Gordon at practice today. His new number, 10, which, of course, is Jimmy Garoppolo's old number with the Patriots. Meanwhile, the Bengals have announced they've signed former Seahawks and Jets running back Thomas Rawls. Jordan Matthews, meanwhile, re-signing with the Eagles. Mike Wallace has been placed on IR. Afternoon baseball, Cardinals and Braves, important game for both sides. Bottom of the fifth, and the Braves have a 2-1 lead. Freddie Freeman a home run, his 23rd of the season. Meanwhile, Twins and Tigers playing out the string. They're in the top of the second inning in Detroit, and the Twins have a 1-0 lead. Rays and Rangers coming up at the top of the hour, 2:05 Eastern time. First pitch, Castillo and Mendez are your starters. I'm Jay Berman.
They're in a league of their own when it comes to your weekly picks. Eye on Fantasy Football, Saturday night at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific on CBS Sports Radio. CBS Sports Radio. Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS's Super Bowl season continues on Sunday when Denver battles Baltimore, Oakland meets Miami, Buffalo heads to Minnesota, Cincinnati collides with Carolina, Tennessee takes on Jacksonville, and here in Los Angeles, the Chargers and Rams get it on. The day kicks off with the NFL Today presented by Jeep at 12 Eastern on CBS. And again, I'm going to make my first appearance on the program for this season, and I'll be broadcasting my hit from the Coliseum. Chargers and Rams. There you go. Who you got? Chargers or Rams? Love that matchup. We'll get into that a little bit later on. Ed Sean Beasy tweets, Matt Barnes invited me to be a part of Nap Nation too. Sincerely, Derek Fisher. Pretty predictable. But then again, that was a wild story. Wild story. Hey, boss. Working while high is a piece of cake. I get Matt Barnes. It's a lifestyle some of us can maintain easily. Signed, Hawk. John in Huntington Beach. Rome. While Chris Taylor is leading off World Series games with bombs and walking it off in extras in crucial September baseball games, his former club, Sparrows Mariners, are getting blank 7-0 and are flatlining. After having a 10-game lead in the wild card, the M's are 7 back. You roast the M's a lot, but you don't do it enough. What a disgrace. Rogan Loam and Jake need to take their axe spray to the Pacific Northwest and torch Safeco to the ground.
Rogan Loam.
Damasio in Albuquerque. I did watch the Angels and the Mariners in person last week. It was not a very competitive evening, I have to say. Always nice to get out to the yard, but Rome, please, please, please open the phones for all Chouds to call in about the Patriots. These tools are hilarious to listen to. They defend it as an accent, but it's actually just an entire region of the country who doesn't speak English properly from years of alcohol abuse and cold winters. Supa.
It's going to be supa.
Jeff in SoCal. Hey, Jeff, what's your excuse? You live in SoCal. There's no defending much of what you say and what you do, Jeff. All right, but I'll do this. Let's see. Before I go to my thoughts on the O's, let me just see if there's anybody who wants to talk Pats football. Here's somebody. All right. All right, let's do it. We go to Maine. Jim in Maine. Good to have you on, Jim. How are you?
What's going on, buddy?
What's up, Jim? How are you? What's going on with you?
I'm thinking first and foremost, there is no other Randy Moss and probably never will be. But if this guy works out, winner, winner, chicken dinner. I'm happy for it.
It's worth the risk, right?
It's worth, yeah. What are we losing?
No, exactly. There's almost no downside whatsoever. All right, Jim, thanks. Winna, winna, chicken dinner. Supa. We talk about that a lot in horse racing. Well, I have not been talking about that at all lately in horse racing. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Winna, winna, chicken dinner. Supa. He's not Randy Moss. What are we basing this on? Seeing Josh Gordon do Josh Gordon things on the field when he's available, which is not very often. We're basing it on a year that he had in 2013 when he played in only 14 games and lit the league on fire. Dominated. Was going to go right to the Hall of Fame. 2013, and let's face it, not exactly playing with guys that could really sling it and putting up crazy numbers. Dominant. Dominant performance. 5 years ago, he has not come anywhere near those numbers since then and has not been available. Has not played. But like you just said, what's the downside? They give up a fifth-round pick for this guy. If he doesn't play in 10 games, they get a seventh-round pick in exchange. There's no downside here, really. There's no risk. They're not giving anything up for this guy. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. They took a shot. But if it does work out, it could pay out pretty handsomely. You take the shot. It's a given. You do it. There's a little downside.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Supa. I'm just saying, Chouts, do not assume. Here's my point in this whole thing. Do not assume that you get this guy in, you fold him in, and all of a sudden he plays with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, and he's got Gronk, and he's got Edelman, and it's going to be fine. That it's all going to be different because of the Patriot way. It guarantees nothing. Other guys have come in, and the Patriot way did not take hold. Other receivers who have come in with troubled backgrounds that did not have the trouble that Josh Gordon has, and they washed out. It's not a given. Do not assume that because Tom Brady is getting him the football, it's going to be fine. Don't assume that because they've got Bill Belichick, it's going to be fine. The issues that he's dealing with, and I'm not a substance abuse expert, so I'm not going to act like I am one. I'm not even going to say I play one on the radio. I'm just saying, these are much bigger issues than Tom Brady can fix by putting it between his numbers. It doesn't guarantee it. That's all I'm saying. Two things. He's not Randy Moss, and going there does not guarantee that he's going to have success because they provide a better environment. The Browns did everything they could to help Josh Gordon and still didn't work. Back at it. Let's go to, you know me, when I'm in doubt, I go to a sure thing. I go back to my boys here in Southern California. We go to Huntington Beach. Not far from where we broadcast from, actually. Silk in Huntington Beach. Silk bra. What's going on, Silk?
Hey, Jimmy. How you doing, buddy?
What's up with you, Silk? Hey, you don't sound too good today.
Can you hear me? I know it's a bad connection. I apologize. Listen, I'm out on the East Coast. I'm enjoying some of these huge swells they got coming up from the hurricane. And this Gordon signing is going to be phenomenal. Come on.
That's not a good color. No. You don't like that color.
I don't like that color.
Fake silk.
Not a very good color.
Lazy silk.
Come on.
Dumb silk. Whatever it is. Silk light. Diet silk. Silk Zero, whatever you want to call this guy. I know it's not him. Right away, I know it's not him. Hey, Jimmy. He's talking about the huge swells because of the hurricane. So then it's just a matter of seeing how far this guy goes before he hits me with his, come on.
Come on.
And then he's done. That was not Silk. I thought it was Silk. It said Silk, but it was not Silk. Anyway, Jeff in SoCal said, hey, Rome, just open it up to Chouds. I want to hear what they have to say. Open it up to them. He said, they defend it as an accent, but it's actually just an entire region of the country who does not speak English properly from years of alcohol abuse and cold winters. No, I think it's actually kind of a dialect, Jeff. I think that's what that is. They grow up in a part of the country where people speak with this dialect, and they always hear it, and they pick it up themselves. It's not from, quote, alcohol abuse and cold winters. Lee Jenkins joins us when we come back. We find out about his unbelievable move from Sports Illustrated to an NBA front office. That's next. Stay tuned.